You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 997, our number one. We have two related pieces to start out. We'll hear from Matt Sargent and Separation Songs, and John Cage, Some of the Harmony of Maine. Matt Sargent's piece takes its cues from William Billings. These are variations, Separation Songs, variations on four-voice hymns from the New England Psalm Singer, written by early American composer William Billings in 1770. And this is performed by the Eclipse Quartet. It's written for two string quartets. The Eclipse Quartet and studio overdubbing achieves the composer's directions. And from John Cage, we'll hear Transmigration, which is one of the hymns by Supply Belcher, another New England Revolution era composer. These hymns were published first in 1774. John Cage arranged them for his own piece, Some of the Harmony of Maine, in 1976. And this is, again, one of the longer hymns in the series. It's called Transmigration, originally written by Supply Belcher. Matt Sargent from Bard College. We'll start out with these Separation Songs. It's a single movement running 72 minutes. And this is a brand new from Cold Blue Music. We'll hear the first 10.5 minutes from Separation Songs. This is the Eclipse Quartet. Sarah Thornblade and Sarah Parkins on violin. Viola by Alma Lisa Fernandez, and cello by Maggie Parkins. Music recorded at the Architecture Studios in Los Angeles, completed in 2019. Music composed in 2013 and 2018 by Matt Sargent, based on, once again, William Billings' New England Psalm Singer.
Thank you.
You are listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 997, hour number one. And we started with Matt Sargent, Separation Songs. And then we heard from John Cage, Transmigration, from Some of the Harmony of Maine. From Matt Sargent of Bard College, we heard from Separation Songs. This runs 72 minutes in total. And this is brand new from Cold Blue Music. So we heard the first 10 and a half minutes of it, performed by the Eclipse Quartet. It's scored for two string quartets, with, in this case, the Eclipse Quartet and overdubbing done at Architecture Studios in Los Angeles. And this was variations on four-voiced hymns from the New England Psalm Singer, published first in 1770 by the early American composer William Billings. And then more arrangements of hymns following with John Cage. And we heard Transmigration by Supply Belcher, which was first published in 1794. Supply Belcher from Maine and William Billings from Boston. And in this case, it was a pipe organ performed by Gary Vercati at the Nederluleå Church in Luleå, Sweden, up on the Arctic Circle, recorded November 8th, 2008. And that's included on John Cage, The Works for Organ, which includes what Cage awkwardly titled Some of the Harmony of Maine, but I think it's the entirety of Cage's compositions of Supply Belcher's The Harmony of Maine on the first CD of this double CD set, The Works for Organ from Mode Records, released in 2013. John Cage, Transmigrations by Supply Belcher. We'll continue with music from Mode Records, the four CD set performed by Ivar Mikishov called Panorama of American Piano Music, from Antile to Zappa, 1911 to 1991, and this was recorded at Slee Hall, the University of Buffalo, and in the early 90s. And what we'll hear is called For Cornelius by Alvin Curran, which is a dedication to Cornelius Cardew, the Irish composer who died in a mysterious car crash in 1981, and many suspect it had something to do with his far-left views. And this was recorded in 1982, written in 1982, that is, by Cornelius Cardew, by Alvin Curran for Cornelius, and performed by Ivar Mikishov here. We'll then hear Cornelius Cardew himself from a composition, graphic score composition called Treatise, and I've linked to some of that on the Martian Gardens blog, some of the graphic score and a little bit of the explanation of how it all works. Treatise, we'll hear Movement 3, pages 145 through 166, and this is one of the Treatise movements that the Vocal Constructivists concluded on their 2014 CD from Innova Recordings called Walking Still. And this was directed by Jane Alden, recorded at Wesleyan University in 2011. Treatise was composed in the 60s over several years by Cornelius Cardew. And this was arranged by Jane Alden for this recording, the Vocal Constructivists, Treatise Movement 3. First, Ivar Mikishov, running nearly 14 minutes. This is called For Cornelius, piano music dedicated to Cornelius Cardew. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
This is Martian Gardens, episode 997, hour number one. That was the vocal constructivists performing Cornelius Cardew's treatise. That was from the graphic score, Movement 3, pages 145 through 166. From Walking Still, music performed by the vocal constructivists at Wesleyan University. And that was during the residency of Jane Alden and the vocal constructivists, about 2014. And that's, actually about 2011 or so. And this was released on Innova Recordings in 2014. Cornelius Cardew among them. His graphic score composition treatise from the mid-60s. Before Cornelius Cardew, we heard from Ivar Mikishov performing Alvin Curran's piece for Cornelius, which was dedicated to Cornelius Cardew shortly after his sudden death in 1981. A 1982 composition for Cornelius, recorded by Ivar Mikishov at Slee Hall, University of Buffalo, in the early 90s. And released on Panorama of American Piano Music. From Antile to Zappa, released on Mode Records in 2013. We'll end the hour with Jesse Jones, a piece called After the End, from the CD After the End. Musicians from Soundscape performing, and this features soprano by Tony Arnold. Haven't got much time to introduce it, so we'll just push it on ahead. Jesse Jones from Oberlin College. This is called After the End. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 997, hour number one. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog.
toi.